Wake up.
It's your early breakfast
with Africa Milani.
13 minutes a day is past 5 o'clock. EWN reporter Ronald Masinda has been spending the last couple of days in Gqeberha in the Eastern Cape. Nelson Mandela Bay, as you know, is hurtling towards day zero unless the measures put in place will allow the municipality to avert it. Ronald, a very good morning and welcome to the show.
Good morning, Africa, and thanks for having me.
What are some of the stories that residents have been telling you over the last couple of days?
So my very first visit in Gqeberha, I went to the northern areas in a place called Galvandale, and I spoke to some residents, and when I first arrived there, I couldn't believe what I saw, and it was just water streaming down the streets, just flowing freely, and this was due to one of many leaks in the metro. And I spoke to a person, a car wash business owner, and he said to me that this was actually a blessing in disguise because the metro has imposed heavy sanctions on people who use water consumption very high. And he said that, you know, this is good for him and his business because now he cannot be given a fine by the Nelson Mandela Bay municipality. We also spoke to another resident there who said that this was a persistent issue for days and weeks in Galvandale. We also went to an old age home in Malabar where we spoke to the nursing manager, and she told us that the issue with not having water is very terrible for them as a old age home because the elderly need water so that they can have it for cooking, and also just because the elderly, many of them are still wearing diapers, they need to be changed regularly so that they can avoid having bad sores. But one of the stories, and probably the most heartbreaking story that I heard on the ground, was in Kwanobuta in Gqeberha, formerly known as Uitenhage, and I spoke to a lady who lost two loved ones in a fire, and she told us that had there been running water at her house, they could have saved those lives because the fire that gutted the house, they didn't know what led to the fire, but also it was Kwanobuhle's hardest hit area during the drought, and it's an area that was without water for about 3 months, and this was devastating to hear.
And they're all heartrending, each and every one of those stories. What accountability, if any, has the municipality of Nelson Mandela Bay taken?
So the municipality hasn't been very proactive in terms of dealing with the media, but what we have heard on the ground is that the municipality has really been hard at work in the background, and since the visit of Water and Sanitation Minister Senzo Mkhunu earlier in the week. But what we heard last week when we had a media engagement with the Nelson Mandela municipality was that they are taking a bit of accountability, and this is regards to the many leaks. There were around 3,000 water leaks in the Nelson Mandela Bay region, and the region itself only has around 1.8 million people in terms of its population. So they say that, you know, had they fixed the ailing water infrastructure, this could have been prevented. Of course, one cannot prevent a drought, but certainly the water crisis has exacerbated the problem.
We spoke earlier in the week, in fact, to a communications manager from the Mandela Bay Development Agency, and they had committed and saying that the municipality had committed to making sure that by the end of this week, all those 3,000 plus water leaks would have been addressed because we know how much water is lost in that way. Now, the opposition parties, chief of which the Democratic Alliance, are calling for a state of disaster to be declared in the region. Where are we with that process?
So there were several oversight visits by the Democratic Alliance in the area. It started with Helen Ziller, the Federal Council chairperson of that party, and she made several recommendations after her visits. She said that they will be launching a Promotion of Access to Information Act. They will follow that by also submitting an urgent motion to council for the establishment of the Section 79 Committee. And this was essentially to look into some of the issues and the dealings of the ANC-led coalition, because they felt that they are the reasons why there are so many issues with regards to the water crisis here in the region. We also spoke to the Shadow Minister Cocktail of the DA, Mr. Silius Brink, and what he told us was the state of disaster is needed, because where the municipality is heading is that they, first of all, are not giving any clear indication as to how they're going to resolve or control this crisis. And what it will lead to is that taps will completely run dry, and the start of this process we could see around 40% of the Nelson Mandela Bay region being without water, and this calculates to around 100 suburbs. And this will lead to also for the municipality to start running communal taps. And with communal taps, you need control, and that this will essentially force the army to be deployed to control those communal taps. So that's why they are calling for the state of disaster. They are saying that if the municipality fails to address this issue and ask the government for the national or the state of disaster, then the DA will certainly approach government with regards to that.
We know that there was some rainfall anticipated, I think last night into this morning, but the concern was that it was clearly not going to be enough to avert the disaster. What are some of the relief efforts that have been put in place in Nelson Mandela Bay?
I can tell you right now that there is rain, and in as much as it's good news, but many feel that it's not enough. And we have been following Gift of the Givers for quite a bit this week. Earlier this week, we know that they've been drilling boreholes in around 10 areas. 6 boreholes have been drilled at this stage. The target has been 10. We also know that they received assistance from a Cerebos, the salt company, with a distillation plant there in the Cerebos area. And this plant will provide thousands of people with clean running water. Also know that Coca-Cola has also donated around 3,500-liter water tanks to a Gift of the Givers. Gift of the Givers calling on corporate South Africa to also come on board because they also feel that day zero is looming. We know that the Impofu Dam is completely dry, and the Churchill Dam is also almost completely dry. So this is a dire situation here in Nelson Mandela Bay, and many cause for concern for residents who could be without running water. And Gift of the Givers also clearly stating that in as much as the boreholes and the people being given water tankers is a step, good step forward, the main issue is people who are especially ratepayers, they prefer having their own water, in their own taps. So this is not an ideal situation for this region.
We know that Refilwe Moloto in Cape Talk this morning will be speaking to Dr. Imtiaz Suliman, the founder of the Gift of the Givers Foundation, at about 7:05 on the show. Ronald, thank you very much for your time, and of course, continued reporting from Ronald Masinda from Qabecha on the matter of Day Zero on EWN right here on Cape Talk and 702 throughout the day today.